Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications at TryLifeMD.com? We're now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
It's fun to put on jeans that you couldn't get into 6 months ago.
Every morning, I look forward to getting on the scale.
For anybody who's struggling with their weight, it's a godsend.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
This episode of Writing Excuses has been brought to you by our listeners, patrons, and friends. If you would like to learn how to support this podcast, visit www.patreon.com/writingexcuses.
Season 17.
Episode 19.
This is Writing Excuses. Working in a collaborative environment.
15 minutes long because you're in a hurry.
And we're not that smart.
I'm Dan.
I'm Brandon.
And I'm Meg.
We have Meg Lloyd with us today, who's one of my favorite people. Meg, tell us about yourself.
Well, I am a storyboard artist and a screenwriter working in animation out in California. That means I'm one of the first wizards on call when it comes to making movie magic. It's usually my job to take the scripts from the writer and then turn them into the pictures, the designs, the sets, and the camera work that'll be turned over to the other departments in order to make a final animated scene.
Cool. What are some of the things you've worked on that our audience might be familiar with?
Yeah, so some of the stuff that I've worked on, well, a lot of it is still a secret because since I'm at the beginning of the process, I don't get to talk about it until a couple years after it's all done and out of the way. But some of my released work includes boarding on Jurassic World Camp Cretaceous and Star Trek Lower Decks. And this week, Nickelodeon finally title dropped a show I worked on for them called Transformers Earthspark.
Cool. Awesome. So we are going to talk about creating in a collaborative environment, whether that is authors collaborating with each other, like Brandon and I are doing, or you working in a whole, you know, company full of creatives who are constantly having to be creative together. How is this is such a dumb question, but how is that different from just making something on your own?
Well, I get a lot of other people telling me what I did wrong instead of being able to gauge that for myself. One of the things is where you're positioned on a creative project, because I've directed as well as like boarded, is there is a very clear chain of command. And it differs from show to show on how much you're allowed to pipe up in a meeting and make suggestions. Like, I've been with some directors and some heads of story that really welcome jokes and riffs in a meeting. But I also remember with great fear, my very first job, when I raised my hand and made a suggestion, and the supervising director, and then later my director, and then one of the producers pulled me aside one by one and said, "You can't talk in the meetings." I was like... which is like a real shame because I talk all the time. But
so conducive to the creative process as well. It's like telling people to shut up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Hollywood's this weird place where it feels like everyone knows the rules, but you? I've been in some of those meetings too, and I'm like, how do you know? And it's different in every meeting. And
mm-hmm.
I don't envy you trying to navigate some of these things because it gets real weird.
So animation and just movie making in general is one of the biggest team projects that there is. There's a reason why our credits are 10 minutes long. And if you're in a short schedule, high rush production like TV, you only are going to be touching an episode for a specific amount of time. And then you have to pass it down to the next person. And the only thing that stops this from being an absolutely garbled game of telephone is the people who are sort of steering the ship, which would be, you know, your director and your head of story. And so a lot of times you have to gauge the water yourself to be like, okay, what can I bring of my own flair, or what do they need me to just get done and pass on to the next person?
Let me ask Brandon, you have recently in the last few years started to do a lot more collaborations.
Yes.
With me, with Jancy, with others.
Mm-hmm.
What prompted that decision? And kind of what got you into that frame of creative mind?
Yeah, so this was kind of a very specific thing, which involves the explosion of audiobooks and several of the audiobook producers, the companies, coming to me and saying, "Hey, Brandon, we would love some exclusive content. Is there something of yours that you can provide?" And meanwhile, I had been having various stories that I wanted to write for years that I'd never been able to get to. The one I'm doing with you, the one I did with Mary Robinette, these were stories that I had outlines for. And I'm like, someday I'm going to write this story. And then other demands just kept taking me away from them. And these two things intersected where I said, well, maybe if I brought on a friend, I can take one of these stories that I really think is really cool that I've wanted to tell, but I just don't have the time for because the Cosmere is dominating more and more of my attention. And so for me, collaboration was a way to tell more stories that I just don't have the time to tell.
So question for both of you then, can you think of something that the collaborative process brought to a story that you hadn't seen there or you wouldn't have come up with on your own?
Well, I definitely have one, but I don't know. I'll go ahead and go first, and then you can. The story I wrote with Mary Robinette, we'll just bring that up because she's one of the other the co-hosts. So this is a story about a woman who, for reasons mysterious, has murdered her husband, right? And a clone of her wakes up with missing her whole life she remembers except the week that led to murdering her husband. And the clone's like, "I would never do that. I love my husband. Why would I ever do this?" And they're like, "Well, that's why we brought you. Your job is to figure out why you would do this." It's that kind of story. And, you know, never having had a husband, Mary Robinette was able to, like, I wouldn't have been able to approach this from the same direction she could.
She has had a husband, but you have not.
I have not.
Okay.
And so she was able, like, in the mindset of of a woman in her, you know, she's, you know, in her 30s. Mary Robinette isn't, but, you know, she has been a woman in her 30s, which I never have been. And as a writer, we're trained to get in the heads of people that aren't like ourselves. That's what we do. That's one of the main things. But in this specific case, I knew I couldn't write this story as well as she could, and that she would bring certain things to it that I could never approach. And lo and behold, when I read the story, I'm like, those are the things. I could point to them, say, this is what Mary Robinette brought that I didn't even know I was missing. Otherwise, I could have maybe faked it.
Yeah. A lot of times we just don't know what we don't know.
Yeah.
What's the name of that story if people want to go look
it up? It's called The Original.
The Original. Cool.
Something that's been really hard during pandemic is working all alone at my house with my cats who don't know the first thing about movie making. Because I usually get to do it at a studio with all my friends who are very good at making movies and TV. So I really like working in a collaborative environment with other artists, because when you just get stuck on something, it's really easy to reach over and be like, hey, what's wrong with this picture? And they can like literally tell you, oh, your composition's off. You need to like lower your camera or field out or, you know, all these other jargon things that I could fire off 50 times in a row. And it's very fun because at the storyboarding level, we're all on even footing. We're all like this portion of the team is where, you know, all in this. Oh, wait, am I allowed to sing copyrighted things?
You are totally
things?
Allowed
Probably
to
not.
Sing copyrighted things.
So one of the things that I value the most out of collaboration is building elements of trust with the artists that you know and admire, that it's easy to ask for advice and it doesn't feel like they're criticizing you when they give you ideas and feedback.
Yeah, that's something that I've seen with Brandon as we work together on Apocalypse Guard and now on Dark One. We know each other very well. We know each other's creative process very well, and we know each other's strengths very well. So it's easy for me when he says, hey, the ending to this absolutely doesn't work. I can think, yeah, you're right. It doesn't. You're better at endings than I am. And that's one of the reasons why we work so well together.
Yeah, you shore up one another's weaknesses, right? Mm-hmm. And like Dan is really good at voice. The reason I went and brought him onto Apocalypse Guard, which we haven't released yet, but we're going to, is the voice was broken. Dan's the best person I know when it comes to writing narrative voice for a character. So I went to Dan and said, Dan, help in that specific case, because the book was broken and I pulled it from the publisher because I couldn't get it fixed. Now, the ending of that one was also broken. And so Dan fixed the voice, but Dan's like, I don't do endings. You know,
I mean, I do.
You do, yeah.
Technically.
Hey, but you have lots of really great endings.
What I don't do are Brandon Sanderson endings, which are distinctly different in flavor. And so to make sure that works, we're actually, now we forgot to tell you this in our intro. We are currently at LTUE. That was very hesitant cheering. We actually read from an excerpt from Apocalypse Guard at this con 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
It's still not published.
Still not published. This is my fault, not Dan's. Dan kicked it back to me and said, I fixed the voice. The ending's still broken. You need to fix that. And I'm like, I do. But the whole point is I don't have time to work on things anymore.
Which makes it tricky.
But we will find a time.
Okay. Now, Meg, we did not prep you in any way for this.
Hey, writers. Are you thinking about learning a new language? I think exploring the world, experiencing other cultures, and being able to communicate with people outside your everyday experience lets you create richer, better stories. A great way to do that is with Rosetta Stone, a trusted expert for over 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered. They use an immersive technique which leads to fast language acquisition. It's an intuitive process that helps you really learn to speak, listen, and most of all, think in the language you're trying to learn. They also feature true accent speech recognition technology that gives you feedback on your pronunciation. It's like having a voice coach in your home. Learn at home or on the go with a desktop and mobile app that let you download and access lessons even when you're offline. And it's an amazing value. A lifetime membership gives you access to all 25 languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, German, Japanese, and, of course, Korean. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Writing Excuses listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Making your mental health a priority is always a challenge. And I think it's easy to not prioritize it, especially when you're trying to figure out how to write a book. I think we have some deep cultural idea that artists should be tortured and depressed to make their best work. But in my experience, struggling to find clarity and motivation will hurt your process a lot more than help it. In my own life, therapy has been essential to figuring out how to navigate an industry seemingly designed to give all of us anxiety. Being able to talk to an expert can help you set better boundaries, find a balance between the demands of your work and your art, and navigate the complexities of being a published writer. That said, finding a therapist is never easy, especially if you're not in a major city like I am. That's where a service like BetterHelp can be of use to help you start the process while you figure out what your needs are for your mental health journey. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/WX today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/WX.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But we do want to do a thing of the week in the middle. This can be something of yours you've worked on. It doesn't have to be a book. It could be a book you've read by somebody else. It could be whatever you want to recommend for people to go out and see.
Okay, it has nothing to do with what we're talking about, but I deeply enjoyed Arcane on Netflix.
Yes.
I mentioned before about how TV schedules are so crunched. They had 5 years to do their storyboards for their episodes, and I only get 6 weeks at a time per episode. So I was both blown away by the artistry and also incredibly jealous of like the flexible creativity everyone showed. I would check out Arcane. It's an animated series inspired by the League of Legends video game, and it's on Netflix now.
They cheated, though, right? When you have League of Legends money, which you know Riot did, and they just say, we're going to make our own show, and you're going to publish it, then people are just like, okay, we don't have to pay any money for it. Do what you want. And so they spent through the roof and just made the cool thing that they wanted to make because they wanted to make a cool thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's of a budget that no one would ever pay for that, except for the people who are like, we don't have to care. We have League of Legends money. And it shows.
It does.
The music in that show and just how they integrate the music with original songs by big bands and things is just really cool.
Provo Locals, Imagine Dragons.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Now, kind of germane to our discussion, usually when someone rolls in with a ton of money and says, I'm going to make whatever I want to make and screw you all, it often turns into a very self-indulgent kind of piece of nonsense. And it didn't in this case because they were willing to listen to each other. They didn't have to listen to Netflix, but they listened to each other and said, okay, let's tone down these things. Let's make sure that everything lands as perfectly as possible.
Yeah, and I bet that's what made it work, right? Like, League of Legends has the advantage of it's not one person rolling in with a bunch of money thinking they know how to tell a story and then not doing it. It's a video game company, which is another big collaborative environment where everyone knows and understands they need to collaborate, deciding to make something together and therefore being willing to collaborate to make it good.
Yeah. So, Meg, let's ask then, what are some of the pitfalls of collaboration? How can it go wrong, and how can we avoid those things going wrong?
It's very easy to disagree over creative things because all creativity starts internally, and it's very hard to make it something external from yourself. I think the biggest pitfall is, I don't want to say infighting because that sounds way more dramatic than it is, but
squabbling.
Yeah, taking a creative disagreement and making it feel personal. Sometimes you just have to take one or two steps back from what you're making. And it's almost like you have to shut the feelings, turn down the volume on the feelings part of your brain in order to talk things through with someone. I don't think great art comes from argument. Great art can become an argument, but if you're not enjoying your collaborative process, you will forever look back on the thing you made with the same negative feelings that were stewing while you created it.
Brandon, do you have any collaborative pitfalls?
I mean,
juicy
that's a
stories
really
about
good
times
one.
You and I went at each other?
Well, yeah. That
we
has happened.
Don't,
the first thing I had to do in order to collaborate effectively was I had to let go, right? Mm-hmm. And the first of these I did was the original, which I pitched earlier. And this was an interesting experience for me because I had had this story in my head for years. I had been planning to write it. I had an outline, and I just could not. Could not find the time, couldn't justify it. For whatever reason, it was never the right project to do. And then I thought of this, and then there was a moment that I'm like, but if I do that, I don't get to write it. And that actually is, it's painful is the wrong term, but there is something there where it's like giving the other person permission to let it be theirs too. And this is a different kind of collaboration because I have a thing and I'm giving it to someone else. Mm-hmm. But I think this is a really important thing. Our mutual friend Kevin J. Anderson once tells a story of collaborating. I'll leave out the other collaborator. But Kevin was going to write with another author. And he wrote with this author and he came up with something really cool. And he gave it to the other author. And the other author's like, nope. And put it aside and wrote it again from scratch. And Kevin's like, why did you bring on a collaborator if you're just going to do this? And the other author's like, I realized that I just can't let go. I know how this story is supposed to go in my head. You can't do it because it's not in your head. I just have to do it my way. So you have to be excited by the prospect of what the other person's going to bring, not expect the other person to do the things the way that you exactly would do them.
Exactly. And I would add to that, that clear definitions of responsibility or domain have also helped a lot. You know, if you know that it is one person's job to do the outline and a different person's job to do the first draft, or however it is that you divide things up, you know, the way that Brandon and I are like, well, you are going to do this ending and you're going to do this other part, then we know that we're less likely to step on each other's toes.
And it's very enamoring to think of the idea of a solo, solitary creator that's an absolute genius. And everyone else around them is, you know, if we're talking about filmmaking, that you have a director who's just heads and shoulders above everyone else, and everyone on the team just bows to their will. And there's no way that a single person can create every aspect of a movie themselves. Even if they have a say in everything that goes on, there's no way they can fabricate all of the costumes. There's no way they can location scout all of the places. And so the idea of a genius solo creator on a collaborative project is a myth, because then they're not a creator, they're a dictator.
Exactly. That is a great note to end on. Meg, what homework can you give to our listeners?
Listen, you're going to have to find a buddy. So your homework is to find one of your friends and pull up an old idea that maybe you haven't been able to get off the ground, or the nugget of a new idea, you're not sure which direction to take it. And it's to sit down with them and talk it over and figure out with them what the next step on your story is going to be.
There you go. This is Writing Excuses. You are out of excuses. Now go write.
Writing Excuses is a Dragonsteel production. jointly hosted by Brandon Sanderson, Dan Wells, Mary Robinette Kowal, and Howard Taylor. This episode was mastered by Alex Jackson.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.